I'll read it first from the New King James and then make a few comments. Psalm of David. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Psalm 15 asks a very important question, doesn't it? It starts off by saying, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? The question is, who can live with God? How can we be at peace with God? It's a question that has to do with salvation, and the psalm also draws in Christian character. But you need to be careful and get the order right. Otherwise, you will come to some wrong conclusions about this psalm and about what it teaches. You might hear this psalm and think that salvation is based on works. Who may go into God's tabernacle? Well, let's look at verse 2. It gives an answer. He who walks uprightly, who works righteousness, who speaks truth in his heart, and so on, all the way through the end of verse 5. The answer is, he who does good. So, if I'm a good person, God will accept me. Well, yes, but remember what Psalm 14 said. Psalm 14 said, there is no one who is good. There is none who seeks for God. No, not one. Psalm 15 is placed right after that in a way that forces you to say, I am not this person. I cannot come into the presence of the Lord. For Psalm 14 describes me. Psalm 15 doesn't. Psalm 14 identifies me as a sinner. So how does a sinner come into the presence of the Lord? This is a psalm that presses you to look at the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because this psalm is talking about Him. He is this righteous person. He is the one who all of these verses describe, who has done what is righteous, who has not lied, who has not taken up a reproach against his friend, and so on. He has obeyed God's law perfectly. And by his representation, by his sacrifice, he brings you into the presence of God. So it's by faith that you are saved. Faith in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The psalm, then, having recognized that we are saved by Jesus, has another function to it as well. After recognizing Jesus Christ, it has the function of directing your attention to the ways in which a follower of Christ lives. Having been saved by Jesus, he enables you now to obey his commands. And from here, the psalm takes on a very helpful tone of urging you on in the Christian life. It lays out the law of God in several areas and teaches you how to live, not so that you can gain your salvation, but how you are to act because you have received salvation. Let me just make a few points here summarizing these verses. Verse 2 talks about a sincerity that the believer has. A sincerity of someone who walks upright. That describes someone who is not hypocritical about the way that he lives and speaks. We are all sinners, but and we will never keep the law perfectly. But we do not say one thing and act in another way on a habitual basis. There's an honesty. Verse 3 describes one, the end of verse 2 describes one who works righteousness and speaks the truth. God leads us to be conscientious about the truth. It goes on in verse 3, does not return evil for evil or take advantage of a friend. Instead, a believer does good to all. There's a proper alignment. Verse 4 describes one who despises a vile person but honors the godly. There's a certain alignment or allegiance that we have, and our loyalty is oriented towards God and His church. There's integrity. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. And there is a merciful character, one who lends to those in need without interest and takes no bribes. The conclusion in verse 5 is that he who does these things shall never be moved. He who does these things shall never be moved. And remember that the first way in which we read this is to recognize Jesus, to recognize that he is the one who has served God perfectly and represents us in righteousness before the Lord. He gives us his righteous robes, and we then walk in them. I pray that as you meditate on Psalm 15 throughout the month, that you would think about Jesus. Think about your life hid in Him and the fruit of the Spirit that grows out of your union with Christ. We'll use the A selection in your Psalter. Psalm 15, selection A. I'm glad to invite you to stand to praise God.